starting the last perek, Mem Dalim Beis. Egla Rufa. So the halacha of Egla Rufa is find somebody who was murdered. You don't know who killed him. So the members will see how many of the Sanhedrin come and measure from the corpse, and the Gemara will discuss from which part of the corpse you measure. And the closest city brings an egla, a calf, and the Beis Din of that city washes their hands off them, and they cut off its head from the back, and the members of the Beis Din of that city wash their hands over the calf, and they say, a parsha, lo yadenu lo shofchua sadam hazeh. So that parsha has to be said b'loshen hakodesh. Egla rufa b'loshen hakodesh, and emar ki motzei chol be'adom v'yotzu zekeinecha v'shoftecha shlosha mibezin hagolosh b'Yerushalayim hoyu yotzim. Three members of the Sanhedrin, the Abarbanel says in last week's parsha, the reason he's sent from the Sanhedrin because the people of that area can't measure because they're nogea b'davar. They don't want to have to spend the money for the egla. So they'd rather make sure the measurement doesn't come out closer to their city. So you have to send people who are not nogea from the Sanhedrin. So verse from Psukim. Three members of the Sanhedrin of Yerushalayim go out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha, you need five members. Shenemar Zekeinecha Shnayim Vishoftecha Shnayim. It says Zekeinecha Vishoftecha is four. The Ein Bezdin Shokom Mosifan Alei Morechot. And you never have an even numbered Bezdin, so you add one more is five. Nimtza Tomon Begal Otoli Be'ilan, if the person was buried in the ground, he wasn't dead on the surface of the field, or he was hanging from a tree, Otsof Alpnei Amayim, or he was floating on the water, Lo Hayu Orphan. This halacha didn't apply, only applied to some Shenemar Ba'adoma Velo Tomon Begal. It says you find a corpse Ba'adoma, not inside the ground, but on the ground. Lo toma begal, no fill. He fell, v'lo toli be'ila, not hanging. Basoda v'lo tzof apnei amayim, in the field and not on the when floating on the water. Nimtza somach v'svar or the ir sheruba of the kochavim. If the mace comes out to be closer to the city that is on the border, or a city that is mostly goyim. Only ir she'ein bo Beis Din, or a city that doesn't have a Beis Din, lo hayu orphan. The Gemara will discuss the reason why you don't make egla rufa in those situations. Ein modedin elo ir she'ein bo Beis Din. You don't measure except to a city that has a Beis Din. But the city doesn't have a Beis Din, it's not bechlal the inyan, and you measure to the closest city that has a Beis Din from the corpse. See Rashi. Egla rufa b'loshen hakodesh ne'emeres, masha azkenim omrim yodeinu lo shofchu, v'hakohanim omrim kaper l'amcha Yisrael b'loshen hakodesh huskiku min ha'torah l'omra. It has to be said b'loshen hakodesh, both what the Beis Din says and what the Kohanim say. Shenemar ki motzei chol u'vigmora porech hechi yolif mihocha. The Gemara is going to ask, how do you know from these words, ki motzei chol, it has to be b'loshen hakodesh. Hayu yotzin uboyim shom umodedim min hacholo letzad ha'ayoros shebisvivosov leida ezukrova. The members of the Sanhedrin measure to see which city is closest that's going to bring the egla rufa. Begal gal shel avonim, it's buried under a heap of rocks. Nimtza potter nimtza somuch l'svar, right before time of the Gemara. I'm explaining why if this closest city is a border city, you don't do this whole thing. Maika Omar, from where do we learn that it has to be a Lashon HaKodesh? Omar Vavo Hachikomer, Shenemar Va'onu Va'omru. It says by the Amira that they based in and the Kohanim say, Va'onu Va'omru. V'Halanu Omer, V'onu Halavi and V'omru. By Brok and Klolos of Hargrim and Haro, it also says, Va'onu Va'omru. Ma'aniya Ha'amur V'Halan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Just like we learned that Aniya has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, either because the call from Moshe Rabbeinu, or we had a Xereshov over there. Afkan b'loshen hakodesh. So too, it has to be b'loshen hakodesh. The seder egla rufa ketzot. What's the order? What's the process? Ki motzei chol ba'adom v'yotzu zikeinecha v'shoftecha shlosha mibeis nagolish v'shalayim hayotzim. And now, once we know that it has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, what do you do? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha, Tan Rabbanan, V'yotzu Zekeinecha V'Shoftecha, Zekeinecha Shtayim, V'Shoftecha Shnayim, V'ein Beis Din Shokol, Mosifan Li'od Echad. Hari Kan Chamisha, Div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says there has to be five members of the Sanhedrin, because it says Zekeinecha, which is two, Shoftecha, another two, and you don't have an even numbered Beis Din, so you have to add an extra one, so that's five. But Shimon Omer, and that's the Tanakam of our Mishnah, Zekeinecha Shnayim, right? You don't learn Zekeinecha and Shoftecha. Just the Kenechas, two. The ain't based in Shokom, also if only Ode Echad, Hari Kan Shlosh, all you need is three. Rab Shimon Nomi Hoksi Bishoftecha. What does Rab Shimon do with the word Bishoftecha? Ahumi Boyele Lemuchadim Shibishoftecha. Can't just be any judges. It has to be the most special judges, which means members of the Sanhedrin. Rab Yehuda Mizikne Zikenecha Nafka. Could have said Zikne. Why Zikenecha? Zikenecha means your Zikenim special. From that we learn. From the Zikeinecho, we learned that has to be from the Sanhedrin. Reb Shimon, Ikos of Rachmona, Zikne, Havi Aminu, Afilu Zikne Ashuk. I wouldn't even know you need Shoftim. I would say Zikne means any old guy could come and measure. So Zikeinecho means special old people, special Zikane, meaning the Shoftim, but it doesn't have to mean Dafka from the Sanhedrin. So you need a Pasuk, the Shoftecho, to tell me Dafka from the Sanhedrin. Kosov Rachmana Zekeinecho. The Kosov Rachmana Zekeinecho have a minu afilu Sanhedria Ketana. Doesn't have to be from the Sanhedria Gedola. Kosov Rachmana Vishoftecho to tell me Davka from the Sanhedria Gedola. Lemiyuchadim Shibishoftecho. That's how Reb Shimon learns. So he doesn't have any extra word Shoftecho. Shoftecho comes to tell me Sanhedrin. Zikne tells me two. Zekeinecho tells me they have to be at least Shoftim. And therefore you only need three. Rabbi Yehuda Gomer Zikne Zikne Mizikne Ha'eda. Rabbi Yehuda learns Xerishava from Zikne Ha'eda by what's it called Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. There it's the members of the Sanhedrin. Malahalam Yuchadim Shebe'eda Afkam Yuchadim Shebe'eda. Right? So the Gemara says he Gomer Legamer Kula Milsum Mehosam. Right? The Chora learn everything over there. Why do you have to learn the Chlau? Any psukim over here to tell me how many over there? It says also you need five. So let him learn from there. Like obviously he doesn't. He learns it from this parsha. Right? Where it says, so if you have this Gzera Shava, then why do you have to learn anything from this parsha? Learn it completely from Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Elavav Vishoftecha L'minyona. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's an extra Vav. Vishoftecha. That comes to include two more Dayanim, so a total of five. Rabbi Shimon, Vav, Lo mashmalei. He doesn't learn anything from that vav. He doesn't hold that it's extra stam. It's the way the Torah speaks. Rashi. Maikomar. Hechi yolif loshen hakodesh mihacha. The ein bezin shakol. Ein osim bezin shei yochol lechovik shava b'shava. You never make an even numbered bezin. Elishia rov l'tzad echad. L'kai machri rab mahatos. It has to be possible to have a rov in an even amount. It's possible there won't be a rov. It'll be even. So only an odd amount necessitates a rov.
What do they need to pass in here?
No, nothing. But in order to have a shame based in, it has to be a based in. There's no such thing as a based in shokel. Not because they have to pass in anything. But a based in, can't be a based in shokel. It could be also, over here also. If there's a difference in opinion, the measurement is, you go after rov of the dais, what the measurement is. So it could be they disagree over here too. Miluchadim. Hanach de Lishka Sagosis. Mizikne Zikenecha, Midamotzil Mikt of Zikne, because of Zikenecha, Yuchodim Shabi Zikenecha. Zikne Hashuk, Afopishenim Sanhedrin. I might think they could have done that to be Shoftim at all. Shoftecha, Zikenim Shahim Shoftim Es Israel. Bezikne Hoeda, the Smichas Parhelim Dover. He learned it from Zikne Hoeda from Parhelim Dover. Okay? The Ayasarle, Shoftecha, the Havi Ochnaim. So he learns Zikenecha from Zikenecha there, and over there you need two and three, and the Shoftech over here adds another two. The Gamra Lakula Milsami Hosam, Duha Rabbi Yehuda Hosam Nomi Chamish Kamar. Rabbi Yehuda holds by Parhel and Dov, you also need five. So why does he have to learn any psukim over here? If you're learning Gzeira Shava to Parhel and Dover, learn five from there. The Yolek Memikroi Perakam the Sanhedrin. He learns from Psukim that Parhelim Dover you need five members of the Sanhedrin. So if you have a Gzereshava, you know five from Parhelim Dover. Why do you have to learn anything over here? Ella, he doesn't hold the gzeres shava. Ella v'shoftechel vav de shoftechel minyana. Kolomar lo gomer gzeres shava. The itzrich shoftechel le Sanhedrin gedola. Reb Shimon, he needs a shoftechel to tell me Sanhedrin gedola, but the vav tells me an extra two people, not the word shoftechel. Vav de v'shoftechel dorish Reb Yehuda le minyana lahavi od shnayim. And Reb Shimon holds you don't learn anything from that vav. Okay, Ela Meata. If that's the case, the Yatsu Shnayim. Let's learn other of it. It says the Yatsu, they go out. That's two. Umadadu is another two. Rabbi Yehuda Hari Kantisha. So Rabbi Yehuda should need nine, because there's another two words of plural going out. So let's say that you need two more judges, right, because of those words. So four more for Rabbi Yehuda is nine. Rabbi Shimon Hari Kantshiva, and four more for Rabbi Shimon, we seven. Where it says, no, hahumi boy lecha detanya. Those words, the yatsu, umadadu, you learn something else from. Not the number of judges, but you learn something different. What? Lecha detanya. The yatsu, hein velo shluchehim, they have to go out, and they can't send messengers. They can't send agents. Even though normally, shlucho shalom kamoso, here the Torah excludes it. Umadadu, shafilu nimtsa ba'olu, le'ir hayu modadim, shemitzvah lasu medidu, and they have to measure. Even if it's obvious, the guy's right next to one city, and the next city is 20 miles away, you still have to measure. There's a mitzvah to measure, even though it's obvious who's closer. The measuring isn't only to ascertain who's closer, it's a mitzvah to measure. And it could be the reason is that we'll learn as we learn through it, the idea behind Egla Rufa, but one of the Pashat ideas is that you make a whole taran, then maybe somebody remembers something, some tidbit of knowledge that'll catch the murderer, right? If you didn't make a big deal about it, but people read about in the paper and they come, and that way they'll know. So therefore, part of the taram is to measure. Everybody sees everybody measuring from this corpse, so people who would know and remember some kind of fragment of knowledge that may catch the murderer will come and say it.
No.
They see that it's closest. They measure to that, and they see the other one's farther away. But they have to go through measuring. Masnisin the Loker of Elezer ben Yaakov, the Tanya of Elezer ben Yaakov Omer Zekeinecha Zu Sanhedrin. Right, Zekeinecha means a Sanhedrin, it means a whole Sanhedrin has to come, not just three or five. Shoftecha Zemelech, and the Melech has to come. The Kohen Gadol, Melech the Kohen Gadol, Melech the Seed, Melech ben Mishpat Yamir Aris. He's called the Shofet, the Melech. Kohen Gadol Sivu Basala Kohanim Valavim El Shofet Ashiya. Kohanim Levim are included, are compared to the Shofet. So you need much more than just three or five members of the Sanhedrin. You need the whole Sanhedrin, the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol. So Iboyelhu, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, who the Polik? Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov is saying you need members of the Sanhedrin, and either he holds like Rabbi Shimon or like Rabbi Yehuda, three or five, but he adds the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. Avo b'Sanhedria ikrab Yehuda ikrab Shimon svirale al dilma b'Sanhedria nami polig ad the ikra kula Sanhedria. Or no, like we said, that we'll see that that's the way it is, that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds you need the whole Sanhedrin and the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. Omer of Yosef Toshma Motzon zik zokin mamre abe pagi v'himra lehem. Right, the Sanhedrin, the Zokin Mamre has to argue on the Sanhedrin. They vote, and they come to a decision, and one of the members doesn't accept it. And then he goes to his place, and he paskins like that, and tells people to do his way, Schayiv Misa. So the Mara says, what happens if he disagreed with them, but they weren't sitting in Lishka Sagosis? They were what's it called, gathered Beit Pagi. Beit Pagi means somewhere outside in Yerushalayim. Yochol Tehi Amroso Hamro. Talmud Lomar v'kamta v'alisa el hamakom melamed shahamakom goring. Okay, so if he found the Sanhedrin not in their proper place, and he then argued on them there, it doesn't count. They have to be in their proper place in the Lishka Sagosis, opposite the Mizbeach. So Mor says, how many members of the Sanhedrin did he find? Who was outside there? Right? Why weren't they sitting in their proper place as a Sanhedrin? He found the Sanhedrin. He didn't find some individuals. He found this Sanhedrin. What were the Sanhedrin doing, Stam, somewhere in Yerushalayim? Ilema the Norfolk Mitzoson, some went out. Dilma Hanach the Ika Gavoy Kavosi Svirolahu. and he argued on those some, that's not going to help. You need the whole Sanhedrin to make a psak. So if some of them disagreed with him and he disagreed with them, that's nothing. So it must be the whole Sanhedrin picked themselves up and for some reason were somewhere else together. Elipshita the Nathikula. And then they, what's it called? They came to a decision outside Lishka Sagazis, but for there's some reason why the whole Sanhedrin had to leave Lishka Sagazis and be together somewhere else. The Lamai, right? Iladover Harishos, they decided let's take a tiyul today, the Sanhedrin. Right? Can't do that. They have to stay in Lishka Sagazis, but they have a job. Right? That they can leave as individuals, but the whole Sanhedrin doesn't pick up and go on a tiyul. Right? If the whole Sanhedrin is together, they sit in Lishka Sagazis. Right, so mi motzi nafki voksiv sharerech adgan asar al yechzer hamozik shem nitzruk echad meyam lotzeis. Right, even one member of the Sanhedrin can't leave just like this. Right, if one left, im yesham esrim ushlosha keneged Sanhedrin katani yotze, he has to leave at least 23 judges there. There can never be where there aren't 23 judges sitting there, at least during the time of when they can sit. And if it's not a time they can sit, then the guy, they can't make decisions either. So there has to, it has to be, Ariyachsar Amozig is one third of the Sanhedrin, which is 23, at least has to be there. The Imlav Eno Yotz is not allowed to leave. So the whole Sanhedrin can't pick up and leave. Elipshita L'Dvar Mitzvah. There was a Dvar Mitzvah that they had to leave for, and they picked themselves up, the whole Sanhedrin, for a Dvar Mitzvah, they can leave. The Mai. Right, so what Mitzvah is there that the whole Sanhedrin has to leave for a Dvar Mitzvah? Must be, we don't know of any other Mitzvah. Ella lav lemedidas egla. You need the Sanhedrin to, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you need the whole Sanhedrin to make the measurement. So they left because it was an egla rufa and they had to leave. So that's why they, what's it called, that's why they were outside the makom of the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and so it must be that this is a proof, this is a source for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the whole Sanhedrin has to go. Otherwise, where is there a case where this whole Sanhedrin has to leave L'dvar Mitzvah? Amar Le Abaye, lo. There's other cases. Dum lahosif alo irva la'azoros. The halacha is you need the whole Sanhedrin if you want to add to Yerushalayim, the Kedushas Yerushalayim, so you can eat Kachim Kalim there. Or you want to add to the Azorah, so there's a whole process. Part of the process includes the whole Sanhedrin being there. So maybe they left to add to the city or add to the Azorah. So Tanya Kavosid Rav Yosef Motzona Beis Pagi Vehimra Lehem Kigon Shiyotzu L'Medidas Egla Olahosif Al Ha'ir V'Al Azoros Yochol Te Amroso Hamora Tamid Lomer V'Kamti V'Elisa Malamet Sham Mokum Gorin. Right, the Maaser of Yosef said you need the whole Sanhedrin and a Chanami. It's no Raya from there because they could have left for something else, but there's a Brisa that says Beferish if the whole Sanhedrin left, right, either to go add on to the city or for Egla Rufa, and that's the Makor Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that you need the whole Sanhedrin. That's he's that Mandi Omer. Okay, Rashi. Ba'olulair the Megula Upashit. It's clear that he's closest to this city. She'enir Krova Kazu. There's no other closer city. Still, you have to measure. Masnizin the Loktani Melech the Kohen Gadol the Lok Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. Our Mishnah doesn't mention that the Melech and the Kohen Gadol has to go, so it's not like Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. So what does Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov hold? You have to have a Kohen Gadol and a Melech, and he holds either Ikrab Yehuda Chamisha, Ikrab Shimon Shlosha, but in the Sanhedrin you don't need the whole Sanhedrin, just as many as either Rebbe Yehuda or Rebbe Shimon holds. The low boy Kula Sanhedrin, or no, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov argues on three things: Kohen Gadol, Melech, and you need the whole Sanhedrin. Motzen zokin mamri lebezen agodol. She'eno nasa mamri ele bebezen shol shivim v'yechot. A zokin mamri is only if he argues on the Sanhedrin. Kidi yolot berakam of the Sanhedrin. A beipagi, kol shu besoch hekif hachitzon shol Yerushalayim, kori beipagi. Beipagi is any place within the entire environs of Yerushalayim. V'li nirushu loshon chavisha. K'moshe korin tsigla shol ir. Right, it's part of the environs of the city, the closed-in place of the city. Kamo chamor ubeis pagi, right? It's the chamor and the saddle or whatever that close it in. Beis rosh shel afsar korin kein. So something that encloses something is called beipagi. The himra lehem kolomar al mash shoal mehem. Shom the amru lo halacha holach leiro vahora lasos kederach shohayim mora b'tchila. The Havilei Mamri Alpian. He went against the Sanhedrin that made a decision outside of the Lishkas Hagozes. Hamokom hamiyuchad lemishpat v'hu Lishkas Hagozes. It has to be in the place. They have to be sitting in the place when they made the decision that he disagreed with. Denofik minayu kama. So who was outside there that there could be a havamina that if he went against them, that there, against their psak, that it's effective. Again, where's the havamina? Where do you need a pastor to tell me that has to be in the place, right? That in case he argued on them outside that place, not mashma, that for any other reason it would have been good. They could have made a psak. Where could they make a psak? If it's only a mixus of the Sanhedrin, maybe the ones that were inside would have agreed with him. How do you know he'd be chayiv for going against the Sanhedrin? Maybe the Sanhedrin would have decided different. And even if a majority were out and a minority stayed there, right? But you can't paskin with just a majority. It has to be a majority from the whole. So you need the minority there too. So it can't be that they made any kind of psak. Shorereich ze Sanhedrin sheyoshevus b'tibura shel Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Sanhedrin sit in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Middle over here doesn't mean geographic middle, but the focal place of Eretz Yisrael. Agan Hasar Shasuyin Kechatzi Levena Agula B'Shuras Yivivash. They sat in a semicircle. Kadesh Yukulam Roin says that they could all see each other. Hamezek. Kishir mezik, shnei chalokim, mayim ve'echad yayin. Mezik, when you dilute something, it's two-thirds, water, and one-third very strong concentrated wine. The afkan sara shishtai shlish, at least a third of the Sanhedrin, which is based in cotton, 23, has to remain. Al ir al Yerushalayim, Tanya Krav Yosef, the Omer of Elezer, Ben Yaakov, Kulu Sanhedrin boy. Right, that you need the entire Sanhedrin. There's a brisa that says that you have to go out. What's it called? If the Sanhedrin, there's cases where the Sanhedrin can leave in total, three cases. They go to add on to the city, add on to the Azara, or go to measure for an Egla Rufa. That brisa goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.
Stop here. In practical terms, the guy died up north. Down south or something, until they got a message to the Yerushalayim, and until they came from Yerushalayim, could take close to a week. So what happens to the guy? He's disintegrating.
I don't know if it has to take a week. They get a kind of fast horse to gallop over there.
We know from Suffolk, Yontif, you know.
Yeah.
It takes a long time.
No, that's people traveling, and they have to let people know along the way. Here, there's one shliach going on a horse to one place. You don't have to let anybody know in any other way. You just have to go directly to
there. 2 days there and 2 days back, or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So they leave the corpse there for a day or two. And then they... What?
It'll be more than that.
It could be not. To get got a fast horse from wherever it is in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, it's not going to take days. If people are traveling, what's it called, slowly, and telling people along the way, then it takes time. It doesn't take time just to, if you're just going from one point to the other point quickly.
To get the base, then there's the Sanhedrin out there.
Yes, you put them all on horses.